Hey, what if you were the victim? What if you're the victim of a satanic ritual? Maybe in the ancient day, during the days of Moloch, there's Manasseh somehow, by all the starry hosts that he was engaged with, all the doors that had been opened, his mind, his heart had been saturated. Well, the demonic revelation, the demonic inspiration, the demons danced in his day. Moloch was appeased in his day. Even Manasseh the king in Jerusalem, he takes his son to the slab and there sacrifices his own child to Moloch. Those of you that believe the word of God and study the Bible, in the Old Testament, it brings the revelation of human sacrifice again and again and again. And I don't know if we think that somehow it all went away and would never come back. As if the ancient dragon just disappeared, but instead is making not just reappearance, but unprecedented engagement globally. And that involves human sacrifice all over again. In the book of Hosea, chapter 13, verse 2. Here's what it says. Now they sin more and more. They make idols. Now listen, it goes on. Fashioned images, all of them, the work of craftsmen. It is said of these people, they offer human sacrifice and kiss the calf idols. Leviticus 7. It talks about it being detestable. About whether human uncleanness or unclean beast or any other unclean, detestable creature, and then eats some flesh from the sacrifice of it. You can go on and on and on in the Old Testament and see it all over again. In the ancient day, I wonder about Manasseh's son. Now let's bring it down not just to the statistics, not just to the warning that we are in high ritual preparation days for Walpurgis Nacht. And there's going to be human sacrifice, and this is just going to happen around the world. And yes, it is the super secrecy on their part. That's how it's been demonstrated biblically, demonstrated even when law enforcement seeks to engage it. There's powers that keeps it sealed, but can be broken into. Moloch's, at the feet of Moloch, children, all through Old Testament history, everywhere you see it, everywhere the sign of Moloch was, there was human sacrifice. Manasseh's son, what was his experience? Was he wrapped up? Was he given something to drink to kind of knock him out a little bit? Was he tied up? Was he convinced by his own human father? We must give you to the demon god. We must allow you to be burned and melted and singed, and we've got to let you be tortured, and you got to scream and cry. And I wonder if Manasseh looked into his son's eyes. I wonder if his son looked into the eyes of Manasseh. How about the Moabite king worshiping demons, losing in battle to Israel, sending out 700 more, still losing in battle, desperation, weaponization, demonic powers, human sacrifice added power to the soldiers, and they were able to defeat Israel at that time. Wonder what it was like for the king, caring more for his battle than his son, willing to sacrifice his son on the wall. Did he watch his son's eyes when they X'd out? Did he watch the blood run down the wall? Did he feel the powers that came through the doorway of demon-inspired human sacrifice? Did he watch as his soldiers went into a frenzy with powers as they defeated Israel? How was it for the ancient Maya? the globe by the billions are being lied to right now by those doing the documentaries, those doing the ayahuasca. The drugs has blinded them from seeing what really the past was all about. And what if you were captured? What if you were the neighboring people that had been brought in and you were standing in line and your turn was next? You'd watched your friends get sacrificed. You've watched the heads be lopped off. Or when they went on that one device where their belly was forced to hang out, and the priest in garb similar to that of Quetzalcoatl, a feathered serpent, would reach in with tools or claws and rip out the guts of the human being while they were alive. They didn't die instantly. They died in horror, in anticipation of pain, of blood, fear, all of it was there. And the demons, you know, they love this. It is their design. It is their inspiration. Where does the idea for human sacrifice come from? Hell's Kitchen, of course. Well, that's why there is a damnation, a judgment, and the demons know it. Let it be known, Jesu Christu, the cross, the blood of Christ, and what is coming? The great white throne judgment, the end of radical evil, the end of its inspiration, the end of its conception, the end of its influence in the affairs, well, ultimately then, of redeemed, glorified humanity. Can I ask you where you're at in all this? Maybe there's been some that's been listening, satellite or internet or archive. And since we're on Satanic Rituals for 2 weeks, there's going to be some that might not want to listen. There's been others that have gone to the Facebook page and to email us about other rituals going on in their countries. You can do the search yourself and see incredible Satanic rituals throughout Russia. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Germany, Italy, the Vatican knows this, South Africa, South America, around the world. I read yesterday some of the ancient reports of human sacrifice in China. It's not as though it was something unknown or a little thing. Entire cultures were developed, their buildings, their prophecies, their spiritual development, their laws, just like Babylon, just like the ancient Maya. So when you go down to the Mayan temples and you stand at the top, you look around and say, look at all the beautiful trees. Don't forget you're standing on the temples that were built for the demon gods that gave the inspiration of, influence of, how to sacrifice humans in horrific, painful ways and let the blood run down the stairs you just walked on. You can go to the cenotes. The pools of water all around down there, Chechen Itza and other places. You can go all around there in the land and look at those quiet, serene cenotes. These pools of water that when you go down, they connect all underground all over the place. If you jump in and go down into it, you're going to find some places where there are hundreds of skulls, human skulls, from sacrificial victims. See, they even taught the girls, and they were being raised for, well, they're going to give their life to the gods, the demon gods. They're going to jump in and kill themselves as sacrificial virgins. They didn't cut their guts out on a slab. They were to be convinced of, inspired to jump into the water, drowned, or worse, heads cut off. Where'd all those skulls, like hundreds of bowling balls sitting at the bottom of those cenotes? You want to talk about the Mayans, their influence of billions of people around the world, 2012 crystal skulls, Mayan prophecies, all flowing from the inspired demonic communication, inception, on the backs of human sacrifice, the shedding of blood by the thousands and thousands and thousands. Satanic rituals. All of this week and all of next week, Shatter the Darkness live broadcast tonight. We're welcoming all of you listening by satellite, welcoming all you who listen by internet, and by the downloads around the world. To the believers in Christ, to the seekers and those that by God's providence have come to listen, to the perpetrators, to the conjurers, to the recon specialists, to the military, to those that monitor and decide to do rituals, to summon powers and send them against what's being done here. On the web, shatterthedarkness.net, you'll see it right there on the front page. Listen here to the live radio broadcast right underneath that. A major two-week series, Satanic Rituals, powers that can affect you and will affect the whole world. There's a mini-cast for the 2 weeks. L.A. Marzulli's blog on Satanic Chosen Ones. You got to take a read of that. Professor out there at the university, right where the Congress lady was shot and others were killed, where Jared was let loose. L.A. had me on his radio. We discussed this already weeks and weeks and weeks ago when it occurred that he looked like a program chosen one. Now we got the professor chanting in some kind of languages saying, "We are the ones you've been waiting for. We are the chosen ones." PDF file notes to download for all the shows this week and next week. A mini cast for prayer intercessors. The Satanic Calendar is there that you can take a look at. You got to be brave. You got to really do that. You got to have some real spiritual guts to be able to take a look at the underworld and see what's going on. You can't just wait till the flood of demonic reality comes up to your door and then decide you got to do something. I think God prepares his own to be preemptive, to be the cutting edge, to be out there taking a look at the Satanic Calendar. April 21st through the 26th, abduction, ceremonial preparation, and the holding of sacrificial victims. April the 26th through the 1st, grand climax. Females, 1 year old all the way up to 25. April the 30th, Walpurgis Nacht night. Blood, animal and or human sacrifice, any age. Beltane Eve. Well, the druids are going to dance, the witches are going to dance, the pagans are going to dance. The Levay Satanists, they'll be doing some stuff. But Satanists in the Luciferic tradition, the blood tradition, on that day and May 1st, May Day, Walpurgis Day, well, they're not only going to have the fires and jump sky clad and dance with the demons, but blood will be shed. Believers in Christ listening, you think it's a little too heavy? Well, how then can you read the Word of God in the Old Testament? In 2 Kings, the story of Manasseh, and God gave the report. Nobody else would do it. And I think back then it might be the same as it is today. Don't look at that. Don't touch that. Stay away from that. In that day with Manasseh, when Josiah was raised up to do something about it, God said, God's report was that innocent blood had been shed. Now, it went on for some time. God said they had become more detestable, more evil than the satanic, pagan, serpent-worshipping nations that were around them. How were they influenced? How did that step-by-step, stage-by-stage development occur? Even the temple was infiltrated. Even the temple had the symbols and signs of gods, demon gods. Innocent blood shed from one side of the nation to the other. That's God's word. And so when you look at the calendar, and we're doing this week and next week for this particular reason, asking God to summon great numbers of believers in Christ, in Russia, in Europe, in the Scandinavian countries, in England, the Mediterranean area, Italy, in Ireland, in Scotland, in Canada, in America, in Australia, South Africa, South America, the islands, will you listen as God would call prayer intercessors to target this satanic development because it's growing more? Listen, to give the numbers and the statistics right now, it blows people away. But what blows me away at times is to realize, based on biblical prophetic revelation, that much more is to come. And what has been done in the last 50, 60 years is some of the reasons why you see in the economic, in the militaristic, and in the political arenas, destabilization and breakdown, and billions around the world feel in the air something catastrophic, something evil, something horrific, something, a dark chaos. The satanic agenda cannot expand, development go forward, the events cannot occur without the real power. It takes, in the Old Testament and New, when it comes to miracles and signs and wonders and the advancement of the kingdom of God, the power of God, we read sometimes the anthropomorphic description in Acts 4. We read about the power of God. We read the prayer, stretch forth your hand, the hand of God. In the Old Testament, the hand of God could mean blessing and advancement. But if the hand of God came against the pagan nation, many times they melted in fear because of the sheer manifest presence. In that anthropomorphic sense, the hand of God means simply the power of God was being exerted in manifest ways. And they trembled in fear. They melted in fear when the hand of God. So we're going to ask prayer intercessors, prayer warriors. I'm asking you. And I'm asking you because I believe the Spirit of God will also ask you. Join this week and next week in praying for extraordinary exposure of underground satanic practices, human sacrifice, the abduction of individuals, the breeders, satanic ritual abuse. Pray for extraordinary. I'll put this up at the end of the week, a prayer map. Pray for extraordinary exposure. Along with praying for extraordinary exposure, pray for victims to be released supernaturally. God can do it the way he did it with Peter in the book of Acts. When an angel had to be sent, break the chains, open the iron barred gate, and bring and lead Peter out to the house of prayer where Rhoda was. Anybody believe that God does the same today as he did then? Anybody believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today? You finish it. Yes, and forever. If you feel this, what God spoke in Ezekiel chapter 8, underground, it is detestable. If you're willing, he'll show you more of this detestable stuff. God wanted it exposed. God wanted the believer Ezekiel to see. God wanted exposure, and he wanted the believer to see, and he was going to do something about it. In the days of Josiah, when Josiah got up, man, he got up and did what God wanted and helped create a bubble of grace. For a time period, there was God's grace as he led people back to God, as the book of the law, the word of God was read, as Huldah the prophet gave a word, and as dark ritual, human sacrificing conjurers and their ritual sites were destroyed. Word of hope for this week to memorize 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God appeared, manifested, came into the world, was to destroy the devil's work. Oh, not pamper it, destroy. May God destroy the devil's work today in Christ. By your prayers, some of that demonic, horrific, detestable, human sacrificing, satanic ritual-oriented works can be destroyed. So I'm going to ask the prayer warriors, listen, here's one way you can do it. Send me an email. Let me know you're doing it. And I'll even broadcast the numbers of folks and where you're coming from. And or you can go to the Facebook. You can go to shadowthedarkness.net. Go to where it shows my little old homely face. And click on the Facebook there. Go to the Facebook where I'm at. And you can add where others are deciding to join in prayer. You don't have to just listen. You can be praying for what we do. I know a lot of you do, and I feel it. There's times I feel raining down on me the results of your prayers. Don't want you to ever forget, all this man is a sinner forgiven. That's all I am. That knows a Savior that loved me, whose blood was shed. See, he didn't ask me to shed my blood. He didn't ask me to offer my child. That's the demons. That's the dark side. And those of you of the ancient brotherhood, those of you of the real Luciferic serpent worshipers, well, you know this. There is no question there needs to be massive exposure in the underground of the Vatican, of the black rooms of the Catholic system. Underground places throughout the United States, caverns and caves. We've been to a number of them. What about on military bases? Underground. Would to the God of heaven he would lead in extraordinary ways and move upon soldiers and others that know to bring out uncontested evidences. Bring out the videos, bring out the DVD, bring out the information. Would to God that all the counselors and workers with hundreds of thousands to the point of millions in Russia, Europe, all over, satanic, ritually abused people. Can I say something to all the believers listening that may be a little bit frightened by what we're doing this week and next week? Do we just sit back and let it go on? Do we just sit back and live as skeptics, powerless, impotent, to help anybody? I think we understand the concept, where there is smoke, there is fire. We found out in the last 25 years of taking teams to go find what we could find concerning all the stories. Well, we have no question about it. We have no question about the power of the demonic realm. Oh, when they're uncontested, when they operate in secrecy. We have no question of their infiltration of the Christian church, sending the people in, unleashing their levels of warfare, ramping it up, seeing destruction, seeing corruption, seeing compromise, seeing a lot of what you see is because of direct, targeted, plotted out, planned warfare against the body of Christ. And what is the body of Christ doing? And what is the believer doing? That's right, a lot of silence. Where is the fierce Word of God quoting Spirit of God leading prayers of Acts chapter 4? God didn't give us authority in Christ to trample on the dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy for nothing. Oh, I'm looking at my notes. I'm supposed to give you a welcome today. Welcome. Shadow the Darkness live broadcast. After this 1 hour, we got about 35 minutes left. Tonight at 8 p.m. on the Ragged Edge Show, we have another live show on Wednesday nights for 2 hours. Chat rooms and call in. We got Carl coming back again. He was the one abducted as an adult in Vancouver, British Columbia. All kinds of stuff done. Now, we engaged the demons in him. He's the one that walked down the aisle in the church that I was pastoring, walked right up to me, and the demons said, they spoke my name, said they're going to kill me. That was years ago. The demons have been kicked out. Carl has been growing forward, has some health concerns right now, but Carl's going to call in tonight, talk about more of what occurred in Vancouver. We've engaged a friend in Victoria. Beautiful lands up there. We're praying and plotting to go there. There's some deep underground there. The origins of a lot of the multiplicity issues. Michelle remembers. Remember the book? And there's even an attempt to try to discredit her. I'm hoping right now, and our prayers are to engage, to find her, to bring, to look at the evidences, to help the husband, and to relook at everything. We know how the other side works with programmed disinformation, programmed denial personalities. We know how it works. If you go to the shatterthedarkness.net website, you look at Monday and Tuesday, today Wednesday, this live show you're listening to, 8 o'clock tonight, another two-hour show, and then I will be interviewed by Kirsten on Preparing for the Battle, another live radio show. That's it. I'll be coming on there about 10:05 p.m. tonight. So we got a lot of chatter talking tonight. Tomorrow night, Thursday, we're going to go over the satanic calendar and many other things involved, how they do abductions, what we need to do to look and pray. Might even consider saying, listen, during the next few weeks, you know, it might be good to take your prayer team, put yourselves in a car where you know in your city there has been satanic rituals or satanic practices, or if you've heard of any child attempts of child abductions, to go to those areas and in the car, you know, some people have done prayer walking and, you know, going out. Well, we've done a lot of on our REAP trips, major intercession, warfare prayer as we've driven to an area. Friday night, satanic crimes, dates, law enforcement. You can look at next Monday. We're encouraging you to get a hold free, absolutely free. There is one called Exposing Satanism 101, but Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Maybe on a strategic sense, on a spiritual sense, in this field, one of the most important things we've ever done. And I believe it would be preemptive information for a highly equipped, informed church. On the one hand, we stand in joy and the grace of God and the love of God and enjoyment of God's grace and power and might in our lives. But we cannot ignore what Jesus never ignored, the reality of the satanic presence, of the spiritual warfare, of the development on that side of the fence, which biblical prophetic revelation rips open a hole into their sequential progress and the coming events. Don't forget the events that are coming up. Future Congress, July. Take a note of that. Hope that you're going to be there. Hope to see you there. My wife and I, we're thinking about doing in October, locally here, a major spiritual warfare equipping with practice, practitioner, and basic level inner healing based on Psalm 139 training, which will include, when we put it all up, the website up, it'll include the coming book, R1919. So just giving you a heads up about those things. We've got about 31 minutes tonight, so we want to get right into the notes that we put out, PDF files that we put out. Let me say again, a great quote and a great book, by the way. It's called Hitler and the New Age by Bob Rosio. And I've quoted many times, and I keep making reference back to him because it originates from his book, in his insight dealing with the rise of the Nazis and all the demonic occultic stuff behind that. He associates that with today, the New Age development, and he associates that just like the conception of Nazi ideology, science, psychology, all that came from the spiritual, the demonic inspiration and influence and development, that's what's been occurring on a global level with the New Age movement. But his quote is this, that deception, spiritual deception, always leads to destruction. In the garden, spiritual deception led to destruction. Separation from God came in. Spiritual death occurred immediately, with the result that physical death and the possibility of eternal death, separation, would occur. Do the Satanists, do the New Agers and the psychics, do the Druids and the Wiccans and the Santorians and even the drug lords in Mexico that sacrifice or have sacrifice done to Santi Muerte, to the demon gods and the Orishas and others, as they seek the powers of the dark side against their competitors in the drug world, or against the cops, or to bless their drug trade. May I say to Homeland Security and those working in the area of DEA and so forth with the drug trade, may I say to every believer on the side, the Mexican side of the fence and the United States side of the fence, all the believers need to be doing is praying massively against the dark side, against those powers manifest, praying for God to strike with revival. And we need to see that when revival from God comes, thousands and thousands get saved. Darkness is pushed backwards. Darkness is exposed. And even God brings in effect to society, to, well, even the politics and everything else. You know, you can allow the political and the economic and everything else in your society to be taken over by the dogs of hell, or you can do something about it. Point A on the notes tonight. What is done at a sacrificial ritual or a satanic ritual? I opened up Monday by saying Route 62. I was driving up there, and a case that we've worked on, prayed on, burdened over, wept over, and sought to, never let go until it's done. So I'm driving, and I see the faces of the two girls that were slaughtered and killed. And I mention their names publicly now because it's up on the billboard by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. They've taken over the case. They're offering reward. Sarah Boehm and Kathy Menendez, a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old, their deaths occurred at the time of demonic revels, the ritual on the calendar, and Satan revels, the ritual on the calendar. Somebody wrote me about the murders and the killings and so forth, Rhode Island and all that's going on the East Coast. I asked them to take a look and to check concerning the dates of the satanic calendar. They wrote back that some of those deaths would have occurred and the dumping of the bodies would have occurred on some of those satanic dates. I was at the YMCA today in the hot room, the sauna, whatever they call it. Man was talking to me about different things and mentioned the Rhode Island issue. Right in front of everybody, I just turned around and said, well, you ought to check the satanic calendar, because some of that stuff was done right on satanic dates, holiday dates, for the desire of human sacrifice. The desire for the conjurer, or the culprit, the perpetrator, to receive powers. Have you ever read any of this dark stuff? I mean, when I say, listen, because we have been sent years ago, and we've gone, like, I liken it to the spies of Israel. It's like going right up to the edge of the Nephilim themselves, to the blood and the guts. I've already said in the last couple of days where we've been, what we've looked at, what we've seen. I will only mention quickly again, and I wrote this in the book, The Black Awakening, and I wrote a number of these experiences in that book. The girl, the 17-year-old girl, the pink head, at a law enforcement field training on advanced satanic and occult crimes, they showed a law enforcement-only video of a crime scene investigation. A runaway girl taken in, partying up with everybody else, but then they had it plotted. They used her, abused her, harmed her greatly. She would have been in great fear, great torture, great terror, great pain, wishing she could have gone home. Well, then they killed her. And then they cut off her head. And then they, and maybe, and I'm not even sure about the report, they may have peeled the skin off her face, her entire head, before she died. You see, the pink head was just the head sitting on the table. No hair, no eyebrows. Everything was removed. I know that's horrific to even hear about it. But I saw it. Just the pink head. So when we talk about ancient rituals, and there's a ton of stuff now you can read about it, we can talk about the present and all of the satanic ritual abuse, the rise of satanic crimes in the 90s, the reason why law enforcement all across the United States began training and training detectives and training units in satanic and occult crime case work, to know the symbols and the writings and to know how to investigate a satanic ritual crime scene, which is the ones they find, like in the drug world, it's only a scratch of what's really there. Oh, they understand how to get rid of things. In subpersonalities in Chosen Ones are trained cleaners. What do they do to get rid of the bones? What do they do to get rid of all of the body? What do they do to get rid of everything? May I say that I'm very grateful that I had a friend, I'm not going to say a name, but from Allentown, Pennsylvania, sent help in to us. Prayers, I know, that go up from him. Most likely, he's listening now. But there's a connection. See, I called the detective in Allentown about a year and a half ago because a woman came into my office out of Oregon to tell about how she was used in a satanic ritual sexually, how her mother and step-boyfriend or whatever the guy was, how they were in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and they stole a little boy. And they brought him here to the Akron area, and in Copley, she named the name of a head high priest, Kaino, in Akron, Ohio, that we've engaged for years face to face. He even showed up at our church, sat in the back with a spirit stick, rubbing it, releasing spirits, or trying to, in our sanctuary. Prayer warriors went around him kindly, sat behind him, and in the name of the living Christ, prayed against his dark powers. He got up and left. He was the one involved in the abduction and use, brutally, sexually, I won't even go into the details, of a federal officer's wife. We engaged him again and again and again. Their coven, they did warfare. They did stuff against us. They sought us out. They warned us. We warned them. I'd gone to his house a number of times to take ritual items that he had had in a house or other places, to throw them back down onto his grass, onto his lawn, and tell him to stay away, to preach the gospel to him. The girl from Oregon named him. The moment she did, I called in another Shatter the Darkness volunteer worker. I said, listen to her. He'd been involved with me for years and knew all about Kaino. She told us all about how Kaino and a group of coven members not only sexually used her in a satanic ritual, sex ritual, but had a little boy there. I'm just telling you what she reported, and I told the officer this, and I'm a little bit bugged, so I'm going to press the issue because the officer did nothing. It was said that a little boy that she had had to stay with and watch, named Lewis. She described the clothes, and particularly she described these pink fluorescent-type socks. She describes in detail and has not changed her story and is willing to talk to the detective that they, while he was alive, ritually cut him open. A human sacrificed to dark deities. And then she said the words, and then they ate him. happened in the Old Testament, happened among the Maya, happens around the world. And as ugly and horrific as it is, it's going to take brave believers in Christ that know what it is to be fierce. You ever read Hebrews chapter 11, how by faith they conquered kingdoms, they administered justice. They did great things for God, for good, and against radical evil. Won't someone stand up and say like Isaiah, Isaiah 6, before Yahweh Adonai, in the sight of God, here am I, send me. Former law enforcement, please do. It's not just a show, my friends. It's not just a radio talk show. It's not just jibber jabber. It is about what is going on in the United States of America, in all of Europe, the belly of the beast. The dear Russians, you have so much of this so deep that you have kids sacrificing other kids and eating them. You go look up the reports. Russian satanic human sacrifice. You'll find the reports. In Europe, you'll find the reports. In England, you'll find the reports. A dear listener from South Africa, Johannesburg, sent the note up on Monday about the girl and the guy that, through Facebook, led a guy to meet them in the cemetery, and there they sacrificed him. Law enforcement found his head in their, I think it was their refrigerator. Skinned head. So yeah, I'm going to tell you this week, more than ever, you're going to hear some of the blood and guts of the underground. Whenever, listen, I said this Tuesday, go back to Tuesday if you haven't listened already, you got two options. Run in fear, put your tail between your legs, and hide in the corner and do nothing but shake. Or you could become as fierce as Deborah in the Old Testament, or as fierce as Josiah in 2 Kings 22. What are you going to do? What's your choice in life as a believer in Christ? I just want joy. I just want to feel good and live in la-la land till Jesus snatches me out of this world. Really? There's the judgment seat of Christ. Believers in Christ will be judged. Judgment begins at the house of God. Whether we've done good or bad in our body, whether you've led souls to Christ, prayed with power, and done good. Jesus went about doing good. Read the book of Timothy sometime, and Titus specifically. God says that believers are to be taught to do good. And when Jesus saw the hypocrisy in the temple, zeal for the house of God consumed him. He went out. In there, he went in there and cleared the house. It is to be a house of prayer. I read in Romans 12:11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep burning in the Spirit, ablaze for God, serving Christ. I'm saying thank you to those who have sent emails lately and letters that have come in. I am answering all those of the letters. You'll be getting a thank you back, and they'll be coming your way. We've been a little bit behind. Same with the emails. We're grateful for your kindness and your words, the words that I see on Facebook. But right now I'm asking for massive, committed believers who will be clothed with the spirit of fierce Holy Spirit fire. Fearing nothing except doing nothing. And delight in your worship. Become powerful and effective in your witness and with soul winning. And become very powerful in warfare prayer. Will you join me this week and next week? Massive, extraordinary exposure across the nation. You in Australia, you in Canada, in the United States, in Mexico, in Ireland, in England, in Scotland, in France, and in Spain, and in Estonia, and the Czech Republic, and there in Moscow, Russia, and across Russia. There in the Scandinavian countries where we have friends in Finland, in Sweden, and there in Norway, and Switzerland. And down in Italy, Germany, of course, on bases, American bases around the world, you're listening. On the islands, those friends that are in China, I'm understanding now how vast an army of powerful, fearless witnesses for Christ, powerful in prayer and in warfare prayer, begin with great strength and passion, asking God to expose on an extraordinary level. Those of you in California and the rest of us in the United States, ask God to destroy the high place at Bohemian Grove, to unleash the past and present victims, to engage the perpetrators and the elite that call in political, economic, and military elites around the world only to allow the demonic powers raised to be put on them. Let's do something about that. In the high places in your area, there needs to be a lot of real born-again believers, massive intercession for exposure of the satanic infiltration of the Vatican in the Catholic system. There is so much hidden in the world's largest religious system. There is. So much cover-up. Priest, whom do you serve? Cardinal? I would talk to the Pope face-to-face. I would ask him if he's born again of the Spirit of God. I would look for the indicator of the Spirit of adoption dwelling in him and ask him why the Word of God is not preeminent as it was with Christ. You can look in the books. You can look at the materials. You can look at what we've done. You can look at on a general scale of the Satanic Bible and its Enochian rituals of destruction, of death rituals, sex rituals, whatever else. You can look into Luciferian witchcraft. You can look into books by Seth. You can look into many of the hundreds of books that are out now describing spells and hexes and foo and rituals and blood rituals. See, online now, worldwide, and the Pope and Vatican's complaining that it's the internet that has influenced. Well, the internet, if you look at any satanic sites, you're going to find that those sites are visited and have hits in the millions upon millions upon millions. That now, I'm not going to list them. I could, but I'm not going to list them. I know of websites to go to right now. I can get death rituals. I can get explicit, detailed rituals that once were hidden in books of, you know, they had it, and now it's on the web. Even satanic sites that talk about ramping up their ritual spiritual warfare, targeting believers in Christ. The drug lords, they're doing it. Well, let's drop down a moment and mention the New Age. Can we talk about soft ritual? Not really, but I've got it listed as soft ritual. And let's ask about, among the New Agers, by the few hundreds of millions worldwide, that presence influences and has layered that critical mass, billions. Let me tell you something. Those of you that have been doing the Luciferic invocation at the United Nations, those of you who have coordinated to do it on a on a synchronized level around the world. The call, and I'm not going to repeat the Lucifer, you can find it on the web easily, but it's not referring to the Lord God of heaven, to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a reference to the Lord of light, Luciferic light. It's a reference and a prayer directly to Satan, who metaskids matsutai. He masquerades as an angel of light, the light serpent. This is who they are invoking. This is who they are praying to. This is who they are seeking. And through that doorway comes the powers, Luciferic powers, the Luciferic invocation. Do the New Agers understand that they, through their practices, advance a dark cause, that they will be betrayed in the end, and that they will have helped open the door for the great chaos, rise of the Antichrist, and the door to the entities they think are their friends, but are razor-sharp, lethal as hell itself? Light or heavy rituals. A doorway is a doorway for the demons. Let's ask the question again, why human sacrifice? Let me just answer it real simply. Because it becomes a legal doorway. Because it is a massive, you're opening a massive doorway. You are giving to them what they've inspired the human demon worshipers to do. Who do you think originated the human sacrificial ritual? Who do you think originated the symbols, the signs, the drawings, the languages, the call? Who do you think did that but the demons? They prescribed it. Conjurers and others influenced and yielded do it. Human sacrifice, bottom line, involves opening doorways to the demonic realm. It gives them a legal right to cross over. Simply that, a legal right to cross over into our realm. Oh, let me tell you something, that in those kind of rituals, the ones doing the ritual. Now, think about the ritual conjurer. Think about the one that, and many of you chosen ones understand, sub-personalities inside, priestesses and others, they've been trained where to cut, how to cut, how slowly to cut. They've been trained in a ritual that involves many jabs of a knife or a sharp instrument. Dozens, if not 150 times. Doesn't kill the person. It creates the terror, the fear, the pain, along with them doing simultaneously sexually perverted things. And all of that creates, with the blood, It is like putting out the broken bags of garbage, and the rats do come. They smell it. From that side, they know the doors are going to be opened. From that side, a demonic frenzy packing the gateways. As a human lies there in agony and is kept awake and alive and prolonged through all that they've been through, and eventually the demons are attaching, the demons are coming on, the demons are enveloping and grabbing hold of that human energy, the pain. They're coming to the blood. Life is in the blood. Demons attach to the blood. And then when the final thing is done, the demons present and manifested, where do they go? Into the conjurer, purifying the blood, the ancient blood. Isn't that right? Chosen one. Isn't that right, perpetrator? To bring the powers of darkness into themselves. Oh, they want the favors. They want advancement. They want the powers. They want the status. They want the elitism. And then the powers are also raised if they're creating others in the coven and put them in them. And then the demons are there to help cover and keep. They even got rituals that involve invisibility. Check it out in September. So the demons can cloak the underground. See, it's a supernatural thing. And only by a great, that's like Daniel in the rise of the Antichrist, not by, it's a supernatural thing, and his destruction will never occur by human hands, but by a superior, supranatural presence. You want to read about it? Revelation 19, Jesu Christu. Visible return. He's coming. The man that wrote the other day that said that he liked listening and was like, wow, I like listening, but, and then in quotes, they won't let me. I've got to go now. We pray for that man in Manchester, England today that God will crush the demons over him. Asking all the believers, pray for that man today that God will crush. And we ask in the name of Jesus for all the demonic in his life and however they got in his life to be crushed. We pray that God will lead him to someone that can pray for him and help him with post-deliverance. And we pray that if he listens a little bit, God, by his Spirit, the Spirit of the living Christ, will grip him. And the blood and the authority of the cross in Christ will break it all that he can call on Jesus' name, that Jesus may come into his life with great power. If you're listening, Jesus Christ seeks you, summons you, calls you. What are you going to do? Stay in the darkness? What are you going to do? Stay connected to the dark spirits, finite entities? What are you going to do? Live in self-exaltation only to die in betrayal of the dark side's use of your life? Shut out from God's kingdom? Shut out from God's presence forever? Don't you want his forgiveness? Don't you want his presence? Don't you want his love? Don't you want his joy? Don't you want his power coming into your life and the gift of indestructible immortality dwelling in you? Ain't nothing greater than that, my friends. The living Christ summons you. Do it now, dear friend in Russia. Do it now, dear friend in Germany. Do it now, priest. Do it now, Satanist and Druid and Wicked and New Ager in 2012. Do it. Put the drugs down. Stop it. And if you know where there's abducted children, if you know that you're part of the system, if you know where they're at, it is time for you to get up and ask God for the fierce power of heaven and turn on the dark side. Expose it. Inform. Scream it out. Get free in Christ. We're going to run out of time tonight concerning the rest of what we wanted to share. Wanted to mention that through the work of New Agers and 2012ers, spiritual waves are coming, yes. DARPA, watch out. Demons want a weaponization of their work. They want to use you. I want to say this is Russ Dizdar, shadowthedarkness.net. We love you. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. Good night. Thank you.